It was under the bed. Parents always tell their children there's nothing scary down there, or lurking in the deep depths of a closet, or hiding low in dark shadows. That's what parents always say, and they're right. Most of the time. Alex Swenor had something under his bed that night, and it wasn't dust bunnies. "Again?" his mother Lillian asked with frustration. "I've checked under there every night for a week, and I always find the same nothing." "I'm sorry," Alec complained. "It's not my fault I keep hearing things." Alec's bedroom was a typical 9-year-old's room. The walls were covered with Avengers posters, a small desk had a computer that was mostly used to play Minecraft, and a long shelf held a vast collection of his favorite books. He watched nervously from a safe distance as his mother knelt down next to the bed to examine the dark below. Mrs. Swenor got down low so that her face was barely inches from the floor. She lifted the Jedi bedspread, peered underneath, and...
"Ah!"
Alec jumped back with surprise.
"I told you!"
"I don't believe it," his mother exclaimed as she reached under the bed and pulled out a plate of day-old scrambled eggs. She held out the congealed mess as if it were diseased.
"You told me you finished your breakfast," she said, annoyed.
Alec let out a relieved breath.
"I ran out of time. It was either eat breakfast or tie my shoes."
"Or you could have gotten out of bed 10 minutes earlier."
"I'm sorry. I was tired. I haven't been sleeping so hot."
Mrs. Swenor softened.
"I know, sweetheart. But please believe me, there's no boogeyman down there."
She kissed Alec on top of his head and walked toward the bedroom door.
"I love you, even if you are a nut job."
She left with the plate of stinky eggs, passing her husband Michael, who was watching the scene from the door, looking more worried about the situation than his wife was.
"You okay, bud?" he asked his son with genuine concern.
"Yeah,"
Alec replied, embarrassed. "Want to sleep with us tonight?"
"Nah, I'm being dumb."
"No, you're not. You know you can always shout and we'll come running, no matter what. Okay?"
"Okay, Dad."
"Good night. I love you."
"I love you too."
Michael Swenor gave a last concerned look to his son, then left, gently closing the door behind him. Alec gazed across the room to his bed. It was as normal as any bed on the face of the planet. He had absolutely no problem with it. Until a few days ago. It began with subtle scratching, as if rats were scurrying below. The Swenor's apartment was on the top floor of an old 4-story brownstone in New York City. It wouldn't be weird for rats to be scampering under the floorboards. Then came the knocking. Rats didn't knock. Alec would run out of the room and drag his parents back in to listen. But each time the sounds had stopped before his mom and dad arrived. During the day, Alec felt silly for being so scared. But at night, when all was quiet, things were different. Alec sprinted across the floor and flung himself the last few feet into the bed in case blood-soaked claws were waiting to reach out and grab his ankles. He dug under the covers, lifted them up to his chin, and listened.
Nothing.